Some sad news today on a personal note. The newest, latest, best podcast will no longer be continuing on Anchor. I'm very, very proud of the show and so very grateful for each and every one of you that listened to the show or downloaded the show or engaged with the show, especially those of you that sent in call-ins and really created a wonderful dialogue here on Newest, Latest, Best. It was truly a joy. And I had never attempted a daily show with no days off. There was not a single day that I missed since the show started. We almost made it a year. It started at the beginning of March in 2017, and we almost made it a year. And it has been exhilarating putting out daily content for you, keeping you up to date with the newest, latest, and best in video games. And it has been a pure joy hearing all of your feedback, all of your questions and comments, and especially your top five games of all times lists. That has been such a wonderful part of the show. We were doing it on Sundays. There are many, many more of you that sent in top five lists than I managed to get time to go through. So I figured today I will play more of those for you. Hopefully you will enjoy hearing your fellow listeners list some of their top five games of all time. And I don't know if there is going to be a future for Newest, Latest, Best. I certainly hope so. I'm not quite sure what's next yet for this particular show. There are many other ways for you to hear me. There are many ways for you to hear me talk about video games. In fact, I do a weekly video game show. If you haven't listened to that, please give it a try. It's 5x5.tv/DLC. It's great fun, great guests, a cool co-host by the name of Christian Spicer, and a show I'm very proud of. It's been going on now for 4 years and going strong. So I hope you'll head over there. If you've only heard about me through this show, I hope you'll give that one a shot. 5x5.tv/DLC, a weekly video game show. I also do the Slash Filmcast at slashfilmcast.com, talking about movies and TV shows. And I have a comedy science show called We Have Concerns, which you can find at wehaveconcerns.com. Those are 3 days a week, shorter episodes like these, but funny and informative in a whole different way. So if you haven't tried that out, I hope you give it a shot. I'm grateful to each and every one of you that listened to any or all of these episodes. It has been truly a privilege to make this show, and I hope it has a future at some point somewhere else down the line because it is close to my heart. But now I'll let you hear some top five lists from some of your fellow listeners.
Hey, Jeff. Big fan of DLC. Wanted to give you my top five real quick. So starting from the bottom, number five, which was the hardest game for me to pick, was Star Wars Battlefront II. Absolutely loved that game. I think it was a great sequel to the first one. And I loved the time I had playing with my little brother. Something about shooting NPCs in this really well-played multiplayer-type map, just awesome. Number four was Super Smash Bros., the original on N64. Had a great time playing that, and it actually introduced me to a lot of Nintendo characters that I didn't even know existed. So, and it's nice playing it every iteration and learning more and more about these Nintendo characters. Number three would have to be Final Fantasy VII, because I loved that story. Number two would have to be Mega Man X, because of all that nostalgia. And number one is The Last of Us. That ending killed me. Thanks again.
Hey, Jeff. Logan from Charlotte here with my top five games of all time, mostly based off how influential they were to me, and then also just the people I was playing with at the time. Number five is Turtles in Time for the Super Nintendo. Number four is Counter-Strike. Number three is Left 4 Dead. Number two is Diablo 2. And finally, number one, World of Warcraft. The only game where I saw a Torn Warrior and asked him to help me kill a spider, and then 8 years later, I was the best man in his wedding across the country. Good stuff. Thanks, Jeff.
Jeff, it's Dale in Dallas with a top five game list for you. I was going to give you five examples of super shiny, amazing games, but listening to another call-in, that was more sentimental, I decided to go that route. So here we go. Number 5, Rogue, as in the game that inspired Roguelike. I loved playing that game. The graphics are terrible, but it just fascinated me that every time I play it was going to be different. Number 4, Mega Man 2. Just all the sleepovers, playing with the buddy's house, all the different powers from beating different men. It was just amazing. That was NES at its best. Number 3, Galaga. Sentimental. My dad, anytime when we would be at a gas station or an arcade, if there was a Galaga machine, we would always play some Galaga, just putting those quarters in the machine. I loved that time with my dad. Number 2, Resident Evil. I rented a PlayStation because I didn't own one to play that game. It was amazing, great memories. And number 1, it is StarCraft. That was where my college days, LAN parties, playing with roommates. I love it!
Hi Jeff, this is Blake with an old school top 5. First up, Planetfall from Infocom. This is an interactive fiction game with all story and puzzles and no graphics to get in the way. Love that game. Next up, Mars Saga on the Commodore 64, re-released on the PC as Minds of Titan. This is a RPG with tactical combat. Very cool. Had a lot of fun on that one. Then we have Super Mario Brothers 3. The first of the Super Mario Brothers to have things like the Tanuka suit and other cool power-ups really changed the game for me. Played that a ton. And we have Pirates with an exclamation point from Microprose, from Sid Meier before Sid Meier was cool. Love that game. It came with a paper map, a paper pirate map. Very cool. And finally, we have World of Warcraft. World of Warcraft is the original MMO for me, and nothing compares. Thanks.
Hey Jeff, this is Steve calling in to give you my top 5 games of all time. I thought I'd do it a little different though and give you my top 5 board games of all time. So here we go in no particular order. Time Stories, one of your favorites, a grand adventure. I have an epic time every time I play it. Next, War of the Ring, a sprawling multi-hour game that's incredibly fun retelling the story of the Fellowship of the Ring. Next game, Concordia by Matt Gertz. All about expanding your influence in the ancient Mediterranean world through very simple card play, but with very deep strategies. Next on the list, Cyclades by Bruno Cathala. Dudes on a map, crush your enemies with an incredibly intricate bidding system about calling on the favor of the gods. And finally, Viticulture, especially with the Tuscany expansion by Jamie Stegmeier. Thanks for all your hard work, Jeff. Hope to hear more about board games in the future.
What's up, Jeff? This is Joseph from San Diego. Love the show. Love your enthusiasm for games, so keep it up. I'm going to give you my top 5 of all time. Trying to talk fast because I only have a minute. So number 1 is Super Mario World. Love the Super Nintendo. Just love that game. All the secrets, how much there is to do. Next would probably be Legend of Zelda Link to the Past, though you could trade that in with Wind Waker or Breath of the Wild. I just absolutely love all those games. I'm a bit of a Japanophile, you'll hear when it comes to my top 5. So I also have Dark Souls, not really into too many third-person action games, but I just really love the challenge and the mystery and the storytelling in that game. Next, Final Fantasy VII. I really love some JRPGs, and I was just the right age for that one, so it really hit home. And last one, probably the most favorite, is Earthbound. I just love the Japan take on Americana. It's so charming, so fun. And love that game and the Super Nintendo. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, this is Jared, and I'm calling in to give you my top 5 games of all time. At number 5, Spelunky. Number 4, The Last of Us Remastered. Number 3, Age of Empires 2. Number 2, The Legend of Zelda, A Link to the Past. And number 1, Final Fantasy VII. Now, I've been thinking about this top 5 games of all time you've challenged us with, and I kind of want to return the challenge. I think it would be cool for your listeners to hear the top 5 games of some of the other people you roll with. Like, where's the Anthony Carboni top 5 games? Or the Christian Spicer top 5 games? I might even want to hear the Garnet Lee top 5 games of all time. Anyway, I thought that'd be maybe a cool thing you could do.
Hey, Jeff. It's Paul from Huntington, West Virginia. Originally called in to encourage you to nail down your top 5 games of all time. And I'm really glad that I did see where the segment's gone. And Ended up downloading a good old games version of Ultima 7 and giving it a shot. It's pretty fun. And I figured I'd contribute my top five games of all time, which are as follows. Wing Commander 3, Knights of the Old Republic, Diablo 2, King's Quest 6, and Dwarf Fortress. Those definitely aren't the top five objective games of all time, but they showed me what is possible in gaming, and they're the ones that I enjoyed the most at the time they were out. I'm a big fan. Thanks for all you do.